Today's lesson comes from Luke 13, verses 10 through 17. Hear God's word. Jesus was teaching in one of the meeting places on the Sabbath, and there was a woman present so twisted and bent over with arthritis that she couldn't even look up. She'd been afflicted with this for 18 years. And when Jesus saw her, he called her over. "Woman, you're free." And he laid hands on her, and suddenly she was standing straight and tall and giving glory to God. Well, the meeting place president, furious because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the congregation, "6 days have been defined as work days. Come on one of the six if you want to be healed, but not on the seventh, the Sabbath." But Jesus shot back, "You frauds! Each Sabbath, every one of you regularly unties your cow or donkey from its stall, leads it out for water, and thinks nothing of it. So why isn't it all right for me to untie this daughter of Abraham and lead her from the stall where Satan has had her tied these 18 years?" And when he put it that way, his critics were left looking quite silly and red-faced. And the congregation was delighted and cheered him on. May God give us understanding. Let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Anyone here ever suffered an ache or pain? I have this funny feeling that some of us, even today, at this moment, are experiencing some aches and pains. Is there anything worse some days? And especially when it lingers and doesn't go away. And those pains can take all kinds of shapes and forms. Some of them absolutely are physical. But there can be other burdens of all shapes that weigh us down. It can be depression. It can be things that we're struggling with in our lives. It can be addictions that we talk about so often. It can be worry. All those aches and debilitating pains that weigh us down and keep us bent over and stressed out, they take our toll. And when we have to live with them day in and day out with no end in sight, some days it can be hard to just even get up in the morning. And you wonder, why? How will I even keep going? It's a challenge. And this woman had it so bad. She was literally bent over. She couldn't even see the sky. She couldn't see the birds flying or the rainbows or the clouds or the rain. She was just bent over. And she saw the ground. And she faced the humiliation. She was a hunchback, and she was dismissed, not just for that, but also because she was a woman. And in those times, they believed that people who had those disabilities had them because they were deserving of them. They had done something in their lives that had brought that on. And so here was Jesus trying to teach a new way. And, you know, you may not realize just how radical this passage really is and how radical what he did really was. Walter Wink, in his book Engaging the Powers, lists a whole list of things that were radically addressed by Jesus in what he did. Simple thing. He spoke to a woman. May not seem too radical. Many of you speak to me. But in that time, incredibly radical. Because there was this male monopoly that took control of all knowledge and the relationships with God. Women were very secondary. And in fact, one of the issues was that it was viewed in that time that the only way that women had to God was through men. That men were the ones that had the relationships with God. And so if you were a woman, you could only connect through the men that you knew. So here was craziness for him to actually call her to the center of the synagogue and to put her in the center of attention like that. And then he touched her. And that too, it revoked the holiness code, because women were seen as sources of temptation. They were seen as unclean. So the last thing you would do on the Sabbath and in the center of the synagogue was touch a woman. And then the healing on the Sabbath, the holy day. That was radical, because in that he was showing God's compassion for people and showing that that compassion was more important than the rules, more important than the ceremony, more important than the traditions. And so they were really upset. You know, sometimes we too, we have certain traditions or things that we follow, and even little things can be upsetting when people break those traditions, but that doesn't compare to what was going on in that place, in that time, when Jesus did that. And then he challenges the ancient belief that I just mentioned, that her illness was a direct punishment from God for her sin. All these things that they thought to be true, out the window. Out the window. Sometimes we don't realize just how much Jesus did to try to break us free from things that don't matter. Now, that's not to say that rules are bad. It's not to say that rules can't be helpful. It's not to say that certain traditions cannot be helpful. But any time you start choosing rules and traditions and ceremony over a human being, you're making a bad choice. You're making a bad choice. And Jesus came to show us that compassion and that understanding, and to show us the power of that. You know, a lot of times you and I get confused about our identity. I can remember during a time when I was unemployed and meeting people, and the first thing they ask you is, "So what do you do?" How do you answer that? Well, I'm looking for a job. But I am not what I do. And this woman, she had a great disability, but she was not that disability. Do you know who she was? She was a child of God. You know what our identity is? No matter what we're going through in our lives, no matter what burdens are upon you, no matter what labels people try to stick at you, you are a child of God. So what that means is, no matter what you're struggling with, no matter what's burdening, that's not who you are. You're the child of God. But we get stuck with these labels. And they can be painful. Divorcee. Addict. Or alcoholic. Right? People stick those labels. Homeless. Welfare mom. The list goes on and on and on. Diabetic. Cancerous, right? Labels. And you need to know that that's all they are, is labels. They are not who you are. You are a child of God. And that is your identity. This last week, earlier in our prayer concerns, we were talking about some of the bad news stories out there. But there was one good news story that caught my eye, may have caught yours too. You heard about the Georgia elementary school? Troubled man dealing with mental health issues, office medication, feeling full of despair. Identified, carrying the identification of a mentally ill person. And just feeling like there was absolutely no hope for his future. He has a gun. He goes into the school, following a pattern of many who, when they feel that their own life has no value, well, I'm going to go out on a bang. I'm going to go out on a loud note. But the story ended differently, didn't it? Now, there are a lot of people who, after different similar situations, have recommended that the way to handle it is, you know, you need more guns, you need more people ready to shoot, you need to take them out fast. But there was a woman who, not by coincidence, a Christian woman, whose uncle, in fact, is a pastor, and this woman took a totally different route. She sat with him. She was the go-between, and she relayed the demands to the police so that they would refrain from using their radios and that they would stop all movement, or else the suspect said he would shoot. So she got them to stop. And she told them, he said, he doesn't want the kids, he wants the police, so back off. He was using the kids in the school as a way to get the police. And as a lot of times really despondent people will do, they try to initiate conflict so that the police will shoot and kill them. So this is what, he wasn't there to hurt the kids, he was there as a way to end his own life. And then, she said, what else? He said he don't care if he died. He don't have nothing to live for, and he said he's not mentally stable. And then she turns to him, and she says, it's going to be all right, sweetie. I just want you to know I love you. I just want you to know I love you. Now, how many people in a similar situation, imagine yourself in that situation, would your response to somebody who's threatening, who's got a gun, would your response be to say, I love you? You've heard me say over and over and over, there is nothing, nothing, nothing more powerful than love. Genuine love. There are a lot of people that if you had said, well, this is what you ought to do, they would have said, are you crazy? Are you crazy? And yeah, as Christians, we are. We're mad crazy. She said, I love you. I want you to know I love you. And I'm proud of you. Now, she said this after she had gotten him to lay down his gun, to empty his pockets. They talked about where he was going to lie when the police came. And she was justified in saying, I'm proud of you. Because in his pain, in that moment, that had to be hard for him to trust her. But he could sense that she wasn't just reading a script, she was sincere in her care for him. And what she had been through herself gave her the compassion to empathize with him. And he could feel that. You can't lie, you can't pretend on that stuff. And she went on to actually tell him about her own situation, that she had gone through hard times just a year before, that her husband had left her. And that she herself had considered suicide and gone through a lot of pain and anxiety and trouble. And she said, I thought the same thing, you know. I tried to commit suicide last year after my husband left me. But look at me now. I'm still working and I'm okay. And through her faith, she gave him hope. My friends, we are not our illness. We are not the labels that are attached to us. We are not what we do We're children of God. Every single one of us. And each of us go through troubled times, and sometimes those circumstances drive us to things that get us into big trouble. But it's love that gets us out. Jesus showed that love to that woman that morning. And he invites us to pass it on. We are children of God. Let's pass that on and let others know that they're children of God too. Let's break free of the labels and the limits and the pain. Let's break free and claim it. Can you say it with me? I am a child of God, and you are a child of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, our burdens take many forms, but we know that in your time and in your way, you can lift them, and you can transform us to be the bearer of good news to others. We claim that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.